Podcast Sandi Soccer segera dimulai. Selamat mendengarkan.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Hello, welcome back in Anti Mainstream Sandi Soccer Podcast. This is a podcast that talk about environmental issue and football from Indonesia and around the world. Today we are in the fifth episode of the World Cup traveling segment, and now we will explore the city of Al Rayyan in Qatar, as well as see the uniqueness of the Khalifa International Stadium, one of the venue in World Cup 2022. Al Rayyan is a city in the municipality of its namesake, Al Rayyan, Qatar. The city and its suburb comprise the largest population center in Qatar outside of Doha proper, consisting of all of the district in the municipality's easternmost section. Its boundary cuts off at Rowley, the point where the Al-Maj Highway runs through the municipality. It is considered a part of the metropolitan Doha area. It is one of the proposed venue for the Qatar 2022 World Cup. Next is etymology of Al Rayyan. The city's name derives the Arabic word Ray, which translates to irrigation. It was given this name due to its low elevation, allowing it to act as a flood plain during the rainy season and provide a prolonged supply of water to the numerous wild plants and crops that grew in the area. History of Al Rayyan. Before the massive expansion of Al Rayyan city, the two main areas in Al Rayyan were Old Al Rayyan and New Al Rayyan. Old Al Rayyan consists of many traditional villages, while New Al Rayyan contained many large villas occupied by members of Qatar's ruling family. As Al Rayyan city grew, all of the municipality's eastern settlements were incorporated as districts in the city. Next is administration. Two main areas define the city's historical center: Old Al Rayyan in the northern section and New Al Rayyan in the south. As for the city proper, several districts of Al Rayyan cities are designated by the Ministry of Municipality and Environment, including Abu Hamour, Al Azizia, Al Gharafa, Al-Lukhta, Al-Wab, Al-Wajiba, Gharafat Al-Rayyan, Muraih, Lu'aib, Mihaira, and Baaya. Local government. When free election of the Central Municipal Council first took place in Qatar during 1999, Al Rayyan city was divided into two constituencies. Number 18, which had New Al Rayyan as its seat, and number 19, which had Old Al Rayyan as its seat. These two constituencies would remain independent of each other for the next three consecutive elections. until the fifth municipal election in 2015, when they were merged under constituency number 14 with New Arayan as the seat. Also included in its constituency is Al-Lukta, Lebdai, and Al-Shagub. In the inaugural municipal election in 1999, voter turnout was 78.3% in constituency number 18, where Muhammad Hamoud Al-Shafi was elected, receiving 37.9 or 256 votes. In constituency number 19, Mohamed Saleh Al-Mari won, receiving 66% or 264 votes. Voter turnout was low at 37.7%. At the next election held in 2002, Al-Shafi retained his seat in constituency number 19, while Farad Said Al-Awir was elected in number 18. In the next election in 2007, Al-Shafi once again retained his post in constituency number 19, whereas Hamad Al-Hawl won the elections in number 18. The 2011 election saw both Al-Shafi and Hawl retain their seat, their respective constituencies. For 2015 election, after the two constituencies were merged into one, long-time representative of constituency number 19, Mohamed Hamoud Al-Shafi, emerged as the election winner. Next part is about sport in Arayan. The most sport in the city is football, an Education City Stadium, a 2022 FIFA World Cup venue is planned to be built in the city. It will have a seating capacity of 40,000 spectators and will contain built-in solar panels. In other location, there are one stadium in Arayan. The name is Khalifa International Stadium or Istad Khalifa, also known as National Stadium. It's a multi-purpose stadium in Doha, in Arayan district, as a part of Doha Sports City Complex, which also includes Aspire Academy, Hamad Aquatic Center, and Aspire Tower. It is named after Khalifa bin Hamad Al Thani, Qatar's former emir. The final of 2011 AFC Asian Cup was held in this stadium. In 2017, it received a 4-star rating from the Global Sustainability Assessment System, the first in the world to be awarded this rating. The stadium employs about 30,000 workers. Khalifa International Stadium, owned by Qatar Football Association, capacity is 45,416, opened in 1976, renovated in 2005, 2014 until 2017. The stadium opened in 1976. In 1992, the stadium hosts all 15 games of 11 Gulf Cup, which Qatar won for the first time. It was renovated and expanded in 2005 before the 2006 Asian Games to increase its capacity from originally 20,000 to 40,000 seats. A roof covers the western side of the stadium. The eastern side has a large arch, which was used as a platform to launch fireworks from during the 2006 Asian Games opening ceremony. Before the 2005 renovation, the stadium was used mostly for association football or soccer match, but it's equipped for many other sports. Since 1997, the stadium has hosted the annual Doha Diamond League, previously known by other names, track and field competition. It is the Qatar national football team's home stadium. The stadium hosts 6 games of the 2011 Pan Arab game, all match of the Qatar national team in the group stage, as well as the quarterfinal, semifinal, and finals of the tournament. After another redevelopment, the stadium reopened in May 2017. The stadium was the site of the 2019 World Athletic Championship in September and October of that year. On 17 December 2019, the stadium was scheduled as the venue for two 2019 FIFA Club World Cup matches, the fifth place match and the semi-final between CONMEBOL Libertadores champion and winner of match 3. It eventually hosts the final with Liverpool FC beating Flamengo 1-0 to become world champions. Following the decision to host the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar in 2022, it was planned to increase the capacity of the stadium to 68,000, but that plan has later been revised. Construction FIFA World Cup Qatar. The Khalifa International Stadium is one of 8 stadiums being converted for the 2022 FIFA World Cup Qatar, and is the first stadium to be completed. Sport event in this stadium is host for the 17th Arabian Gold Cup, 2006 Asian Games, host for the 2011 AFC Asian Cup for Group A match, the quarterfinal, semifinal, and final, host for the 2011 Pan Arab Game, host for the 2019 World Championship in Athletic or EAAF Diamond World Championship, host for the 24th Arabian Gold Cup, host for 5 games, 2019 FIFA Club World Cup including the final, and host for the 2022 FIFA World Cup. Recent tournament result. In 7 January 2011, Qatar nil Uzbekistan 2 AFC Asian Cup. 12 January, China nil Qatar 2. 6 January, same year 2011, 16 January, Qatar 3 Kuwait 0. In 21 January, Uzbekistan 2, Jordan 1 in quarterfinal. Again, Uzbekistan play in here at 25th January 2011. Uzbekistan nail Australia 6 and the final in 29 January. Australia nail Japan 1. And for the 2022 FIFA World Cup, Khalifa International Stadium will host 8 matches during 2022 FIFA World Cup. First is England versus Iran in Group B, Germany versus Japan in Group E, Netherlands versus Ecuador in Group A, Croatia versus Canada in Group F, Ecuador versus Senegal in Group A, Japan versus Spain in Group E, and winners of Group A versus runner-up of Group B in top of 16 and one game third place playoff. That's all I can say for the fifth episode this time. In the sixth episode, we will provide information about Education City Stadium, one of the stadium which is also the main venue for the 2022 World Cup Qatar. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your day. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Terima kasih sudah mendengarkan podcast ini. Sampai jumpa.